Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
And what kind of vibe are you guys going for?
I like house music myself.
And just from there on, me and the song kind of just clicked together.
Same period is in the house.
How are you doing today, Jose?
I'm doing amazing today.
It was very last minute.
And we were messing around with some beats until we found that one special beat.
In the end, I just really liked how everything turned out.
Welcome to Valley Vibes, your show about culture, arts, and happenings in the Imperial Valley from a youth perspective. I'm Dr. Tom Tacky, the creator and executive producer of Valley Vibes. About a month ago in season 3, episode number 3, we featured the three podcasts that are produced by Spartan Sound Productions. Today, we'll turn our focus to the music that is produced by Spartan Sound Productions students. Even though it is early in the school year, great things are already happening. We are entering our fifth season of being under the Spartan Sound Productions banner, but the music making started back in 2018 when electronic music was first offered as a class at Central. This class was created to provide students with an opportunity to take a music elective that was more hands-on than the music appreciation courses that I had taught for many years prior. While we were already offering the band, choir, and guitar classes, having a course that provided students with a recording studio to create their own new music was a really great thing. The challenge that faced us at the beginning was, what did that course and studio look like? Usually, we think of having a dedicated computer lab with Mac computers and high-end DAWs like Pro Tools, but these are cost prohibitive and difficult to learn. They're also not easily accessible for students once they leave the lab. During the planning process for the course, I discovered Soundtrap, an online digital audio workstation that works on Chromebooks. Initially, I was very skeptical that it would actually function, but the idea of students having the level of access to their music files wherever they had Wi-Fi access was exciting. The quality of the promotional materials that Soundtrap had was really good, and the product is affordable. It's only $5 per student per year for access to their online studio. So we decided to give it a try. The first year went really well, and we had great songs being produced almost immediately. Students loved having the ability to create their own music on their own time and terms. The next year, we offered three sections of the course as a result. It was also the year that we went home in March due to COVID. The 2020-21 school year was completely online, and Soundtrap was built for that. My students were fully engaged in music creation and had the tools at their hands to do just that. On our return to the face-to-face classroom, the momentum of creating great songs was on a fast pace. The awards started happening, and new opportunities emerge for students to have their music heard. But let's get to this year. We started our year by introducing students to the Soundtrap platform and got them creating beats early on. They get introduced to some of the ins and outs of the studio and how to create great sounding projects. By September, there were amazing songs being created by Spartan Sound Production students. And it is those songs and students that we want to feature here today. You've heard enough of me and the history behind how we got started making songs at Central. So let's hear from the music creators themselves.
Hello, I'm Athena.
And I'm Isaac.
And we're in the first period audio production class. Today we want to feature three outstanding songs our classmates created.
First up, we are with Adriel and Davion, who created Made It. Tell us a little about the songs, guys.
Hello, my name is Adriel.
And my name is Davian.
The song Made It, we first began of partnering up, making a song, and we were messing around with some beats until we found that one special beat, and we just kept going with it.
Yeah, once we found the beat, we just kept playing around with it a little bit, and we just kept adding beats here and there to see how it sounded like.
And what kind of vibe are you guys going for?
At first, we really didn't know what type of vibe until we like really got the hang of it. It was like mostly like a game type beat, something like that.
Yeah, I didn't really know what we were going for neither. We just started going along with it when we started making the beat, but it ended up turning out good.
I know that sometimes, like, when I have to create the beats for the assignments, I'll listen to one and I think, like, oh, wait, this reminds me of, like, this other song. Was there, like, a song that your beat, like, reminded you of?
To be honest, I'm not really sure. I try to think of it, but not really. I didn't really find a song that really matches our type of song.
Yeah, I really don't think I could really think of a song that really sounds like ours. I just think it's our own.
So you'll say it's, like, more unique?
Yeah.
What's next?
To be honest, we don't really know. We want to make more songs, but we'll see what comes in the future.
I'm pretty sure a better one's going to come up. I feel like it's going to be better than the last one that we made.
Yeah, for sure.
And here's Made It.
Joined by Emmanuel, who has created a lot of great things.
Emmanuel was in electronic music as a freshman and now is in audio production as a senior. He continues to create amazing things. How are you doing, Emmanuel?
Hello, I'm doing good, thank you.
These two songs you submitted for the first assignment are titled Sun, Cloud, Bird, Silence, and Moon, Star, Cicada, Silence. Tell us about how these came to be.
Sun was, it was for an assignment, our first actual composition assignment around September 29th, I believe. And that was what I submitted. Moon was, it was a personal version. It was more for me because I just wanted to mess around with sound traps, see what I could do. And I ended up sharing it with Dr. Tacky because I shared Sun with him. And I like Sun, so I thought he would like Moon too.
And I did.
And so what was like your inspiration for Sun and Moon? Are they similar to each other, like considering that they're like opposites?
Yeah, they're pretty similar. They're pretty much drum and bass with a piano track layered over it. Moon is supposed to be a lot more mellow. It's supposed to have a lot less happening compared to Sun. And it's supposed to reflect how I feel at night. Because usually I would go out on walks and I would just be outside walking and looking at stuff. And, you know, with Sun, you know, I'm here during the day, and the songs represent how I feel during the day and the night.
That's really nice.
And here are the songs: Sun, Cloud, Bird, Silence, and Moon, Star, Cicada, Silence.
Thank you.
You are listening to Valley Vibes and the music created by Spartan Sound Production students.
The last of first period feature songs is by my co-host, Isaac. The song is titled Beef Jerky. Isaac, how did that come to be?
I'm going to be honest with you. I opened up the Loop Library, and from there on, Dr. Taki always told us not to just go with the first ones that you saw. So I just scrolled super fast and just let it stop by itself. And it landed on a sound pack that I liked. And from there on, I added my own effects. I took his electronic music class earlier in my junior year, and I already had my own effects, like the presets. So I messed with those a little bit, and it sounded good together. And just from there on, me and the song kind of just clicked together.
Okay, so what about the name? How did that come up?
To be honest, I was kind of hungry, and yesterday night, I had eaten some beef jerky, and I just thought about that. I was still kind of hungry.
Cool. Let's hear Beef Jerky. Those were the first period songs from Spartan Sound Productions. Pretty amazing.
And there's four more periods to come.
You are listening to Valley Vibes and the music created by Spartan Sound Production students.
Hello, I'm Grace.
And I'm Juan.
And we represent the third period audio production class. As you have heard, there are amazing songs being produced in our classes.
Right. And today we have Jaden joining us to talk about his production, Dog Party. What's up with that, Jaden? How'd you come up with it?
Yeah, so usually I like to listen to house music, and the song I made, I like to have like bright music, cause like other songs that, like, they can bring you down and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I like to make music like makes you excited and it makes you like want to be more productive.
Yeah, I get that. I like house music myself.
Yeah. So that's what I tried doing, and I guess I made it pretty good.
Well, let's hear it. Thank you.
That's awesome, Jaden. Thanks for sharing your thoughts and song with us. So, Juan, your song, Trouble and Paradise, is included on the YouTube playlist. Tell us about it.
Well, as Jaden said, I also like house music. It's something that I've, like, always liked as growing up. But the name Trouble in Paradise came from a wrestler named Kofi Kingston. And I've always liked that name. It was just, like, something that has always been in my mind. Like, oh, I wish, like, I could, like, have a name like that for something, like, whatever. And when Dr. Tacky here told me to name my song, it just came up naturally, and I said that.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Fourth period host Brianna
and Joshua.
Today we are joined by Jose S, who composed FD for an assignment. How are you doing today, Jose?
I'm doing amazing today.
Jose, your song FD is very dark and moody, gives off like those spooky kind of vibes for this October season. What led you to go with that direction with the song?
I really listened to Travis Scott, and I just got inspired by it, his type of music, the way he makes music, and you know, Halloween's coming up, so.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Have you written any songs before taking this class?
No. This is my first time.
Okay. Well, how about you say, let's hear FD. Let's hear how it sounds.
Thank you.
That was great.
That was great. Yeah, and we'll be back on the future episodes to bring you a regular segment for Valley Vibes, featuring the song of the week. Until then, see you later.
Seventh Period is in the house. I'm Donovan.
I'm Mario.
And I'm Miguel.
And we have two songs from Seventh Period that are on the YouTube playlist. First up is Warp 95 by Jeremiah. So how are you doing, Jeremiah?
I'm doing good.
That's good, that's good. Now, your song Warp 95, it puts us straight in the club. Now, what was your inspiration to create the song?
Well, really, I was trying to get, like, mostly all drums in it, like...
Kind of give it, like, that beat.
Yeah, punk, yeah. Mostly all beats. Mm-hmm. And kind of, like, I have some transitions in it mm-hmm. also.
Were you looking for, like, that vibe that, like, to hype people up?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's go ahead and share it with our audience. Our song domination was also included on the Spartan Sound Productions YouTube channel. I feel like we should talk about and share with our audience how, like, we came about that, how to make it.
I saw on Soundtrap that this audio loop, and it sounded great, and I just went from there on and added drums with the smart drums, and yeah.
When we were making it, how did you, like, vision it? Like when people listened to it, would they be in the club? Would they be partying? Would they be chilling? Like, what would the situation be?
I feel like chilling. I just wanted to make it sound like Hardy, like Donovan said.
We'll be right back.
And that was Domination.
You are listening to Valley Vibes and the music created by Spartan Sound Production students.
We're from the 8th period electronic music class. I'm Odante.
And I'm Sophia. And we'll close this Valley Vibes show out with four more songs.
First up is Shore by Karen V. Your influence for making this song?
So my influence for creating this song was that it was very last minute, and I was just listening to the beats, and I just started putting beats together, and in the end I just really liked how everything turned out. But I had Mr. Tacky help me out, so it sounded even better.
We're now joined with Eileen. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's amazing. Your song Funky Wah is quite different from the others we've heard so far. What do you think were your influences on making this song? What did you want to do with it?
My influence on making the song is that when I was like looking at the beats, I was just messing with them because I don't like anything like too heavy. So I was going for more like a groovy vibe. So I asked Mr. Tacky if he can help me, and we ended up finding a beat that I liked.
Thank you.
How CL created another banger beat. Tell us about it.
So I was like influenced by my mom because she liked electronic music. So I take beats from one of their songs. I don't know what it's called, but it was fire. So I was inspired, like making more beats about electronic.
Close this show out with some metal from Antonio. Talk to us about your song, All the Trees.
So I wasn't really inspired by anything. I kind of just found some guitar riffs from the loop library, and I just kind of put stuff together that I thought sounded good. And Dr. Tacky helped me out with some of the like effects for like the vocals that I found. And yeah. We'll be right back.
if you came to defend. Yeah, I took a step back, now all my shots fall in. Nights like this, I used to dream about this. All this cash I spent, I can't believe we here. I can't put you on my team if you came to defend. Yeah, I took a step back, now all my shots fall in. Nights like this, I used to dream about this. All this cash I spent, I can't believe we here. I can't put you on my team if you came to defend. Yeah, I took a step back, now all my shots fall in.
Wow, that turned out great. Thanks.
Wow, amazing. Thank you for listening to this special edition of Valley Vibes that covered all the new music created and produced by Spartan Sound Productions. You can find Valley Vibes on Spotify and on the Spartan Sound Productions YouTube channel. Please listen to them and tell your family, friends, and colleagues about the great work that is being done at Central Union High School.
This program was produced and brought to you by Spartan Sound Productions. Special thanks to the student composers of Spartan Sound Productions. Thanks also to Dr. Thomas Tacky, creator and executive producer of Spartan Sound Productions, the administration of Central Union High School, Mr. Javier Freembase, and Power 98 for hosting us, and to you, the listeners.